above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows and every tongue confesses, because He is indeed Lord. He is over it all, and in Him we live and we move and we have our being. And we trust that He that began this good work in us is going to carry it on to completion. We trust the way that God works with us. We trust the way that God works with His people. So, in all that goes on right now in the world, we continue to watch, we continue to pray, we continue to look unto the author and the finisher of our faith. And, you know, we keep in mind, too, the things that God has done and the way that God has shown us, even in His Word. You know, I've been reading a little bit. I wanted to share something with you guys this morning. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 24. Another parable He put forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, 'Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares?' He said unto them, 'An enemy hath done this.' The servant said unto him, 'Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up?' But he said, 'Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat unto my barn.'" All right, so a couple things here. One, you know, it's been expressed plenty of times before, but if it was not for the wheat, the tares would be torched. It is the fact that the children of God are here. That is what it has the value. That is what all of this is about. It's about the children of God. That's the thing that has value. That's the thing that has eternal staying power. The weeds, which are sown among us, the fact that the worlders are there, even though they continue to try to keep the attention and try to keep everybody focused on them, the fact of the matter is, according to the scriptures, according to that which is real, according to what God has spoken, the fact of the matter is that the only reason that they have not been destroyed is because in doing so, they would have... at least while you pull out and uproot those weeds, that you root up some of the wheat with them. And, you know, God doesn't want that. God wants the child of the living God, you, my brother, you, my sister, to grow up into the fullness and the measure and the stature of Christ, and Christ in you, the hope of glory. He wants you to come into that fullness of who you are in Him, despite the fact that you grow among the weeds, despite the fact that you exist among the worlders. And they only exist by the grace of your proximity. I know, it's kind of hard for them to, with all of their grandeur and all of their awards they give each other and all the dressing up and all the other stuff that they do, they would be wiped out in a New York second if it was the case that you, follower of Christ, you, child of the living God, were not here. The field does not exist for the weeds. Any field that's full of weeds will get torched, would get just plowed under, would get completely destroyed. But it is a field that's full of that which has value and purpose. That's what's permitted to grow. That's what's desired to grow. That's what's encouraged to grow. So we do live in a mixed bag here on this earth. The wheat and the tares grow together. Darkness and light coexist in this plane for God's purposes and time. But also, all of this has a window. All of this has a season. All of this has a conclusion. There is a conclusion to the matter. And even though things have gone on a certain way, there's still a conclusion. Now, conclusions come in different forms. Death is a conclusion. You know, that happens. That's a conclusion to your time and your window and your space here. There are certain types of events that take place. Those can be conclusions. You know, for the people that were in the tsunami in 2004, that was a conclusion for a lot of them. That was their judgment day. That was their time. People that were in the earthquake in Haiti in 2010, that was their time. That was it. You know, all these other things, all this other thinking, all that was it for them. You know, so a lot of things like that too that are going on. So sometimes, you know, people wrap themselves up in, you know, all kinds of expectations and looking to certain things to happen and all of that. But then in the midst of it all, you know, God has His plan and His purpose, and you don't know. Nobody knows. You know, what's on, I mean, your very breath is on loan from God. So at any moment, you know, we can be drawn home. Now, for the follower of Christ, to live is Christ and to die is gain. For us to be here, that is gain. To live is Christ, to die is gain, sorry. But that is the gain that we have of departing this life, is to be with our Father. But to live as Christ, to be here, is to be about His business, to be engaged in the things that He would have us to be engaged in, because, you know, that is our connection, that is our source. So we're representatives of Him. And while we're representatives of Him, He's also blessing, protecting, providing, and watching over us, even though we grow in a field full of weeds and tares and crazies. So what we've seen as time's gone on, and we've, you know, as God has allowed us to all link up and connect up even over the digital space and all of that, we've realized, you know, the other wheat that's out there, the other brothers and sisters in Christ that are out there, the people that know His voice that are out there. You've seen and you've known that you are part of something else. And the world that sought to separate you and to break you off and to isolate you and all that it's tried to do, you've realized the fallacy of what the world and the world system is. You've seen through how it seeks to kill and to steal and to kill and to destroy your lives and the lives of those that you love and care for. You've seen how it's attacked and it's done what it does. The world, the thief comes but not for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That is what it says in the book of John, so in John chapter 10. That is all that the thief comes to do. So everything that's connected with the thief, everything that's connected to the devil, that's all that they seek to do in their form, in their... Now they may say something different, because the devil is also the father of all lies, but that's what they do. They steal, they kill, and they destroy. So you, brother, you, sister, if you're going to come out from among them, if you're going to be separate, if you're going to touch not the unclean things so that God will receive you, you're going to separate yourself from what it is that the world is trying to put you into. And you've been given the power by the Holy Spirit to do so. You've been given the power to overcome the world. Just as you remain in Christ, His words remain in you, you've been given the power to do so. God would have you to live as an overcomer. He would have you to live as more than a conqueror. He would have you to live in Him and to walk with Him and to do the things that He would have for you to do. Because your works that are connected to Christ are eternal. And there's value in them. The things that you do that are apart from Christ, there's no value in that. Those are dead works. Anything that's done apart from Him is a dead work. Even if it seems like the most noble and the most powerful and the most amazing thing, it's a dead work. You know, there are people that work so hard for their entire existence on the earth, and it's all vanity. It means nothing. None of it has any eternal value, any eternal significance. None of it. They would have been better sitting under a coconut tree for 60, 70, 80, 90 years. So God would have for you to hear His voice and to do that which He has for you to do. Wouldn't you rather at least 1 hour of real kingdom work in all of that time rather than having wasted it all? You know, God wants you to move forward in connection with Him. But see, when your works are connected to the source, that which you do has life, has meaning. It's an adventure. You know, when you try to create apart from God, well, apart from Him, you can do nothing. That's what the scriptures say. We can do no thing apart from Him. We can do stuff, but it's meaningless. It's vanity. So we don't want that. Now, because of the fact that the wheat and the tares grow together, and because of the fact that we continue to exist in this type of paradigm, we need to make decision and choice, and we need to be mindful. You got to tend your own soul, because you recognize too that the devil wants to keep you from growing, wants to keep you from maturing, wants to keep you from being what God intended for you to be. Back to the parable of the sower. Well, there was the seed that was sown among the weeds, and what was it that came and choked it out? The worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this world choked it and made it unfruitful. So you, knowing that you exist in a field full of weeds, know that that which is there is the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this world that want to choke it and make it unfruitful, want to choke the life of God out of you to make you unfruitful. And that is the world and the world system that surrounds you. So we have to make a conscious decision. And God gave us an instruction even before we began this recent thing that we've been in with this wave that God has been bringing forward, the wave of light and truth and all that's coming forward. But to be aware but not distracted. Don't let the world have your heart. Love not the world or the things of the world. For if any man love the world and the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So don't let it have your heart. You can be aware but not distracted. Just you can be aware of the things going on around you, but make sure that your focus is on Christ. Make sure that your heart is with Him. Make sure that that which you do and that which you think is in step and in line with who He is and how He thinks. God has His plan and purpose for you, and He will lead and direct you in and through. So each time that you take a step, each time that you make a move, make it knowing that God is with you. Make it knowing that He's directing you. And also realize that you are the reason that this paradigm exists and not the worlders. Because though the worlders are there, they're usurpers. And they're sown by the enemy. And their destiny is to be gathered up in bundles and burned. Basically to be grouped together with other ones just like them, because they're common. And to be burned. There's no value for them. There's no redemption for them. They're just a weed. They're just a weed. They're a waste. They suck up resource and they don't contribute anything but just destroy everything that would produce. They only exist to steal and to kill and to destroy. There's no value, no merit in them. So that parasitical system is something that God does destroy. Something that God does away with. You see that in the book of Daniel. We see that in the book of Daniel, that God does away with it. You know, He does not want this entire paradigm to continue on indefinitely. No, it's not going to. We're already seeing the changes and the signs that things are going to be taking place in that space. But you've got to see and know that He's also working something else out in this as well. It's not just about Him disposing of that system. Because He will do that, but He's also got a greater purpose in all of that. Just like with Jesus, with His time on the earth, there was a greater purpose in all of that. There's a greater purpose in what God did and how He did it. There's a greater purpose in the way that He carried things out in this life and on this world. So you have to see that. And you have to know that. You have to trust that. And know that your place in all of this is to walk each day and each moment out with Him, knowing that He is leading you and guiding you. So you seek Him. You seek Him early. You seek Him throughout the day. You let yourself be in prayer. You bring things before Him. When the things of the world seek to capture your attention and capture your heart and take you in another direction, just bring it before Him. So many times the things that we stress about, you just need to leave them at the feet of Christ and He will direct you. He will direct your path. He will show you. He will lead you. He will guide you. There's so many times that there's been things that have been going on in the world and in life and around me. And if I let those things grab and capture my attention, they'll take me in a crazy direction. I don't want that. I don't need that. So whatever it is that comes up, ask God and He'll direct you. And scriptures also say, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men generously without finding fault. If you ask God, He will tell you. If you ask God, He will show you. If you ask God, He will give you the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding necessary to go through and to deal with the situations of this life. life that want to try to capture your attention and to get you captured without, but God wants you to go and walk with the kingdom which is within. He wants you to be in that space and be in step with Him and to trust Him and to know Him. No, he's with you, and you know that. And so, you know, with the... But it is a struggle. It is a struggle because, you know, when you're surrounded by weeds... Well, just imagine a plant in soil with weeds. Well, you've got these things that are constantly trying to drain the life that is surrounding you, the life that could be yours, off of you. So you have to persist, and you have to keep your focus, because these things that are there, they would drain and suck the life off of you. That's what they would do. That's what a weed does, is it sucks the life off of a real plant, off of something that is supposed to be there. You know, the weed is a parasite, so the worlders are parasites, obviously. You know? So they're parasites that exist, that have basically woven themselves in between the fabric of the true children of the living God, and they get cover by having us around, having us there. Because if we were not there, they would be completely and totally destroyed. So the smart rulers, actually, of the world, those that are part of the world system, those that have any sense, they try to keep the children of God around, because they know that if they're around, that they probably will not, that the worlders won't all die. So God will protect His people, but if the worlders do end up having their way with the children of God and destroying them, they themselves would be completely wiped out, because there would be no reason for them. So just going through some of the stuff here and reiterating this case is something that we need to also keep in mind. So because now also it comes down to, how do we live? Well, how we live is we keep our eyes and our focus on Christ. We allow Him to lead and direct who we are, what we're about, what we do. We trust Him, and, you know, we go forward and we bring forth fruit. And the fruit is just a natural byproduct of your existence and your focus and you being connected to the source of life. Because as the source of life continues to flow through you, you will produce fruit. It will come out. It will come through you. God will do that in you. So do that. Trust Him. Know that He's going to do His work with you and in you. And just know that we love you. You guys, we love you out there. We're praying for you. Just keep on keeping on and trust and know that God's in control. And in all things, know that this is a transitory place, but there is a purpose for us being here. So while you're here, keep your focus on Christ and know that once this is done, we carry on with the next thing. The world does not want you to get out. The world does not want you to transition out or transition through. But there's so much more for us. And so we, while we're here, just like Jesus, we want to do the work the Father's given us to do. And when it's done, we want to go on and carry on. It is finished is what we want. We want it to be finished. You want to complete it, and you want to complete it in step with Christ and His direction, so that the works that you do will have an eternal and lasting significance. All right. So we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Yeah, so keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you guys again sometime soon. All right. We love you. Talk to you later. Bye.